Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Now, the parents of a young woman found dead in a Monaghan canal are calling for Gardaí to immediately finish a review of their initial investigation into her death. 23-year-old Kelly Lynch was found with 93 injuries last year, but Gardaí aren't treating her death as suspicious. A former senior police officer who helped solve the murder of show jumper Katie Simpson says he has grave concerns over what happened in Monaghan. Well, our reporter Barry Lennon is here. What more can you tell us, Barry?
Well, this day last week, Claire Kelly Lynch should have been celebrating her 25th birthday. Instead, her family still searching for answers over what happened to the young Lisnaki woman. Since Kelly was discovered in Monaghan town on St Patrick's Day last year, Sean and Julianne Lynch have consistently raised concerns over the initial Garda investigation into her death, prompting a major review by the force last autumn. But this evening, the Lynches still hold those same concerns, as I found when I met them near their home in Guildford in County Armagh.
I feel like we haven't moved on any further from the day that we got the news, even though time has gone on and the world around us keeps moving and everybody's living their lives. I feel like we're stuck in a place where we can never move forward from. Yes, we still get up, we live, we breathe. As regards to living a life, I wouldn't call what we're doing living anymore. There are days when I really, really wish that I was not here. The loneliness of not having Kelly, that sadness and emptiness. She was just so gentle, and you could see the gentleness in her, the way she would hold you, the way that she would hug you. And even when she spoke, her voice was always soft. She had just a soft, beautiful lilt.
You last saw Kelly on the 13th of March, wasn't it, 2024?
Yes. Kelly's boyfriend, brother, had been found dead that morning, and he had wanted Kelly to travel down to Monaghan to be, you know, there for him, because they had been going together on and off for about 15 months. So the last time I physically saw Kelly was just after 8:30 in the evening on the 13th. I can almost still feel her rubbing her cheek against my cheek, you know, that just silkiness, and the "I love you, Mummy, see you soon." She'd do that, and that's it. That's all I have. You know, she's gone.
Julianne last spoke to Kelly over the phone on Friday, 15th of March. The following morning, she woke to several missed calls.
I tried ringing her back. The phone was just ringing. It wasn't going answered. Then I seen she'd left me a voicemail. When I first listened to a voicemail, I could not make head or tail of it. It's only 23 seconds long.
Did she seem in distress in it?
Now, knowing what I know, it is distressing. Everybody was ringing her. I decided to send her boyfriend a message over Facebook Messenger. I found his account. I just wanted to know, was Kelly okay? It was never replied to. It was never opened. I was so unwell going to bed that night. I think we all were.
Next morning, the Lynches headed for Monaghan to check on Kelly when news came through.
A call came in from Monaghan Gardaí. You know, sorry to tell you that your daughter, Kelly Marie Lynch, is deceased. We had two small children in the car at the time. We're driving. We have no recollection of getting from the filling station back to the house. And I just remember just feeling like the air was being sucked out of me. I relived that call over and over multiple times during the day. So cruel, the way that we were told, and having the children in the car and hearing that. And I'd like to think that she's at peace, but there's a part of me that's tormented over the idea that she died such a violent death.
And Barry, what exactly is known about the circumstances surrounding Kelly Lynch's death?
The 23-year-old was found in the Ulster Canal in Monaghan on St Patrick's morning last year, around 30 hours after she'd been last seen. That last confirmed sighting outside a national school around 400 yards from a bridge over the canal where she was discovered. She was on her way home from a night out. She'd been out with her boyfriend and his friends. Gardaí later confirmed that Kelly's death was not being treated as suspicious. The young woman was discovered with 93 injuries on her body, and two pathologists gave two different causes of death, one drowning, the other hypothermia. but the Lynches have 14 points of concern around the initial Garda investigation into Kelly's death, starting when Kelly's aunt arrived at the canal to find it not properly preserved as a possible crime scene.
There was no cordon, bearing in mind that Kelly's body had been removed from the scene, you know, just over an hour before. There was one guard and he came over and my sister asked him, like, what's going on here? Somebody's died here. And he says, I know nothing about that. My sister was going back through Monaghan that night and she stopped at the bridge and she seen that there was a cordon up with two guardas and she just could not believe.
Kelly's father, Sean, also went to the scene.
I was brought to where her body was found and I looked at, to describe the position of her body, where she was in the canal, and I looked at the surrounding area. They believed that she had fell on the low side of the bridge, fell down the embankment, but I looked at it and I says, it's impossible because there's trees. So if you fell down the low side, you get stuck in the trees. On the way up to the scene, we had seen some CCTV cameras and I just asked, have you retrieved the CCTV? And as we later found out, it hadn't.
So no CCTV was ever retrieved from the vicinity of the canal where she was found?
No, just from the National School. But there is houses along the road between the National School and the canal that had CCTV, but it wasn't retrieved on time.
The lack of CCTV means it's impossible to know if Kelly walked off on her own from the National School to the canal. Eyewitness reports also suggest she may have been involved in an altercation in Monaghan town.
People contacted us and said they were with her. They said they'd met her outside the casino. When we contacted members of the staff in the casino, they had confirmed that Kelly was there and had said that there was an argument. She's seen on CCTV walking out the road past the parochial house with two people, the group of six or seven in total. But when they get to the National School, she's seen again on CCTV. We'd been told there was no argument at the National School, but then in one of the statements, a member admitted there was an argument. A member of the public that had overheard a male shouting aggressively, and he had told the guards this 2 days after Kelly's body was recovered. It was never reported. I had to report it to the guards because I went door to door, gathered a good bit of information.
Kelly Lynch was never reported missing, even though she hadn't been seen for over 30 hours. Gardaí were called 42 minutes after her body had been discovered that Sunday morning. The state pathologist didn't attend the scene, nor did members of the Garda Technical Bureau, as Kelly's death wasn't treated as suspicious.
If the Garda Technical Bureau would have come out, they'd have been able to assess where she entered the water from. That's never been done. Everyone knows the first 24 hours is critical in any investigation.
An initial post-mortem found Kelly's cause of death to be drowning, but the severity of her injuries raises questions.
93 injuries sustained, and some significant injuries. This number of injuries and the severity of injuries could not be caused in a single fall event.
The autopsy had found that she had drowned, but her mobile phone showed no sign of water damage.
But there was also no water in Kelly's lungs, and her phone had no water damage, and it still had enough battery life in it. So Kelly was missing for over 30 hours. How did that phone still have battery?
When was the first public appeal for information from An Garda Síochána Síochána in relation to Kelly's death?
On the 17th of March this year, an entire year after Kelly died.
You received Kelly's clothes as well. What did you see?
They handed us a box. They said it's Kelly's clothing that she was wearing. And I said, is this not evidence? And they said, no, it's fine. Our scene of crimes have taken all the DNA and fibres that they needed.
Was there potential evidence of blood in her shoes as well?
About a week or more later that I looked into the box and I noticed that there's stuff wasn't in evidence bags and her clothing was still soaking wet. So I decided that I would look at everything and looked at the shoes, and to me it was red marks, but it never dawned on me if it was blood, and I didn't want to say the guard's blood, so I asked the red marks on her shoes, and once again I was told that the local scene of crimes had done all the testing.
Some of the clothing was torn as well though, wasn't it?
Yeah, her coat quadruple stitched. And it's ripped down at the stitching at the side. Pointed this out to the guards too. Wall of silence.
And Sean and Julianne Lynch have so many questions, as we heard there, Barry. What other issues have they raised?
They've also raised the fact how Gardaí didn't speak to anyone or question anyone who might have been in Kelly's company prior to her death until 3 weeks after. Her mobile phone, you heard referenced there, the data from that has never been fully obtained, as Gardaí aren't treating her death as suspicious and so can't check the full extent of the last movements on that mobile phone. Now, Sean and Julianne Lynch have made several complaints to the Garda Ombudsman Commission over what happened here, now called Fiostru. And last autumn, they met the then Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, who initiated a peer review. This is not a reinvestigation, Claire, but it's to establish whether there are any additional lines of inquiry that officers might be able to pursue. Now, one of those was a re-examination, a forensic re-examination of Kelly's clothes, which had initially been given back to her parents. But Sean and Julianne say they still remain stuck this evening.
We handed over Kelly's clothing, and they'd agreed to carry out forensic testing of Kelly's clothing. It was completed a couple of months ago, and we've been given some of that information, which just only leaves us with more questions.
Do you know what the status update on the review is? There was talk it was supposed to be finished by last Christmas.
There was agreement back in June, and it said, you know, 5 to 6 weeks. And obviously that came and went. Nothing has happened since. The need to finalise the peer review. The fundamental questions have never been answered.
Do you have hope at this stage that you will get the full picture of what exactly happened here?
I honestly don't know. There's a part of me that kind of accepts that we may never, ever know what happened in those few hours.
I'll never stop searching for answers. As long as there's breath in my body, I will keep searching for answers to get to the truth and justice for our daughter.
Barry, we mentioned at the outset the murder of show jumper Katie Simpson. What's its connection with the death of Kelly Lynch here?
Yeah, Katie Simpson, the young show jumper whose sister's boyfriend was on trial for her murder in County Derry in August 2020. The murder accused, Jonathan Cresswell, died during the trial, but he initially claimed Katie had died after trying to take her own life. And the PSNI in that instance, they treated the case as a suicide for months before switching their focus to a murder inquiry, and a subsequent police oversight investigation criticised that initial inquiry. Now, one of the first officers in that case to raise concerns over the initial trajectory of the police investigation was the senior police officer James Branigan, and in July he established a charity to help families whose loved ones have died in so-called hidden homicides, cases where people have been found dead and families have suspicions over what exactly happened to them. And Mr. Branigan, he's been working with the Lynch family in recent weeks, and here's what he told me.
You look at Julianne and Sean and the turmoil they've been living in for almost 78 weeks now. We now want to do the heavy lifting for that family and help them interacting with An Garda Síochána. As a detective who investigated homicides for almost 18 years, I have immediate concerns over what I see on the scene photographs and the autopsy. As a result, I've commissioned another post-mortem to be carried out by a UK-based pathologist. And I will sit down with that pathologist and I will ask him to help me answer those questions. Where needed, we will bring in the experts and we will do a report. And that report will be for the Lynch family to show what work needs to be done going forward to make sure this investigation is carried out appropriately.
For you, this case should not be left to lie.
Is this a tragic accident? Or does more work need to be done by An Garda Síochána? One of the immediate concerns I have is there was a cause of death of drowning. Due to the limited water in the canal and her phone not having any water damage, raises questions for me.
How many contacts has the Trust received since it was established from families in a similar position to Katie Simpson and indeed the family of Kelly Lynch?
I've been shocked by the amount of families that have come to the Trust for help. Currently, we have 19 families we're currently trying to support, mostly where there's questions around the loved one's death. Looking at all the cases we have, there's approximately 6 to 8 that cause me deep concern. And these 6 to 8 cases that I'm looking at, I believe there is homicides at the root of them. Going forward, we need to set up a memorandum of understanding with both An Garda Síochána and the PSNI. We don't want to work in conflict with the PSNI or the guards. We're here to find the truth for these families, to be independent and impartial. So with this charity in place, we can sit in between the family and the law enforcement organisation. We need a lot more help. We need a lot more people to come and work with us. We currently have doctors, counsellors, ex-police officers working with us. We also need a structured revenue stream. The money we can save the Department of Justice on both sides of the border. We'll be appealing to both Ministers of Justice for funding in the work we're going to do going forward.
What are others saying this evening, Barry?
Yeah, well, James Brannigan there of the Katie Trust, which he'd established, looking to meet both departments in the times ahead. It's understood he met on Garda Síochána today, but didn't meet senior Gardaí, much to the charity's disappointment. On Garda Síochána, for its part, it has previously said that the peer review is ongoing into the death of Katie Simpson, and we await its publication.
Barry, thank you for that.